The difficulties we have are that a missed withhold is a half a no. And evidently there's nothing more painful to somebody who has got to withhold something he no longer has to withhold. You don't know about it, so he has to withhold it, but he knows he has to withhold it because you don't know about it. You see, the mechanics of this are very logical. They actually are very logical. You see, he has to go on withholding it because you don't know about it yet, and it's very arduous to have to go on withholding it because that's a half a no, see? You don't know yet, and you didn't find out, and he found out, only he wasn't able to communicate it, so now you've got a knowing withhold, and the individual just practically goes to pieces on this basis, see, on a half a no. You know, you've got to walk on knowingly withhold this now. Nobody to tell it to. Nobody else can be let in on it, so therefore there's no other no to compare. So it won't duplicate, so obviously won't blow. It's a single terminal at that moment, so there is no duplication of it in any other terminal. So as there's no duplication in any other terminal, of course he knows by perfect duplication that nothing will blow unless it is duplicated. And other mechanisms which Thetans have been very, very clever, very, very clever in working out. So you get a missed withhold is upsetting to the PC. And a missed withhold, a PC, will just come down on your neck with a crash. That's the scale of a PC on which there's been a withhold. Or... Don't scale of a missed withhold. Now, when you're operating with a bad meter throughout an organization, everybody is at everybody else's throats. Everybody's missed withholds on everybody. So the tone of the organization is... Or... Well, that's all there is. I say I might teach you that someday. Up to the moment, however, that you yourself don't run into it, you won't know it. One day you'll be sitting there as the auditor, and the PC will be going, ning, 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 you've done this and you've done that. You will get smart enough to look for the missed withhold. And then all of a sudden the PC about, what was I mad about? What was it all about? Isn't anything happening disturbing? I feel, you idiot. Of course, the thing you feel most idiotic about is the caliber of the withhold you miss. You're still looking for quality. The missed withhold might be that the PC thought the E-meter was shiny and didn't tell you, and the rudiments went out, and that's a missed withhold, and the next thing you know, you got an ARC break. Remember I told you long, long, long ago that it took about an hour and a half for an ARC break to build up to magnitude in a session. Well, we find out why that is now, is usually the missed withholds, the first missed withholds are at the beginning of the session. Not in withhold rudiment at the beginning of the session, but the PC sits down and says, well, I hope this will be all right, and doesn't tell the auditor. See, he has a misgiving about the session and doesn't mention it to the auditor, and the auditor doesn't pick it up, and then an hour, a half an hour, or an hour and a half later, you have a PC who is in a blowing, screaming mess. Because that withhold, you see, adds to a next withhold. And they don't have to be serious withholds. PC sat there and said, well, I wish I had a cigarette. And he doesn't tell the auditor. That is a withhold. PC knows he's supposed to be in communication with the auditor. And he's not in communication with the auditor on that point. And the next point is, he wonders how late it is. And he doesn't tell the auditor. He wonders what the next command is, and he doesn't tell the auditor. And all these little grains of sand add up to a Sahara Desert, with the PC on one side of it and the auditor on the other, and cannon going in both directions. You see how this multiplies. It isn't the quality of the withhold, it's the fact that it exists. Now the PC, oddly enough, doesn't know about these withholds when he thinks them. You have to make him think for a moment to remember them. In other words, they drifted by and they're relatively unknown to him. If you keep those picked up, just those alone, while you're assessing a list, the rudiments will stay in. Now, an invalidation usually betokens a withhold. So you can ask for invalidations and then ask for withholds. That's a very fruitful method of getting both sides of the thing. If you want to keep a session clean and the needle reading throughout a security check activity, you're in just a constant look over of this one point. Has the PC invalidated anything, and is the PC withholding anything? And those are the Gemini twins of security checking and assessing and knowing. Invalidation and withholding. These are the two things which go glove in hand, hand in glove. Invalidation, withhold. Now, the common denominator of every out-rudiment is withhold. That is the common denominator of every rudiment out. Present time problem? All right. Well, he has withholds from somebody or he wouldn't be having a problem with them. You can ask, well, what withholds do you have from your wife, and watch the present time problem evaporate in smoke. See? All right, the PC has an ARC break with you. Well, a PC must be withholding something, no matter how tiny it is. So therefore, that's the common denominator of all these rudiments. No matter what rudiment is out, a withhold is the basis of it, including, of course, the rudiments about withholds. That is more seriously concerned with withholds. But it's still the missed withhold that causes you the trouble in a session. The missed withhold is back of the ARC break. The missed withhold is back of all auditor upsets, save one, which I should mention to you. Save one. Where you are running the session for form's sake and not for the PC. You're not auditing the PC who is in front of you, and you're running a session just for form's sake. You have disobeyed the auditor's code to not being in communication with the PC and set up an unintentional withhold for the PC throughout the whole session. You remember, I classified withholds from the unintentional and the intentional and so forth. Well, you see, the PC who cannot talk to the audit is on an unintentional withhold, but it is nevertheless a withhold and causes an ARC break with the auditor. And that is why difficulties in talking to the auditor cause ARC breaks, because it makes an unintentional withhold on the part of the PC. There sits the PC. He is trying to tell the auditor something. And in trying to tell the auditor something, he finds he's unable to tell the auditor something because the auditor will not listen, will not acknowledge, will not stop doing what he is doing obsessively, whatever it is, will not listen to anything the PC has to say, and the PC suddenly, dimly, well, he doesn't really knowingly ever come to this point, nevertheless recognizes reactively and goes in reaction because of a withhold, because the PC is unintentionally withholding. Well, I'll give you an idea of an unintentional withhold. Have any of you ever unintentionally withheld anything? It's unintentional. You couldn't be there. Well, just think of not being home for Christmas because you had to work. Well, you had to work or something like that, therefore it was unintentional. Now, when somebody will not listen to what you are telling them, you, of course, are put on an unintentional withhold. Little kids, ARC break and become teenagers along one curve of unintentional withholds. My little kids do pretty well on the basis that I'll knock anybody's head off that won't acknowledge them. Say, let's not put kids on an unintentional withhold. As a matter of fact, I think you see them around there. Very outspoken and quite polite, usually. And they're not ARC broke with people, that's for sure. Well, get this idea. Little kid comes up and he says, Mama, Mama, can I go outside? Mama, can I go outside? And Mama just goes on knitting the dishes or whatever she's doing and doesn't say a blessed word to the kid, you know. And pretty soon the kid gets the sensation of being mad at his mother and breaks her favorite teapot in the middle of the floor. Almost all breakage by children is totally occasioned by the fact they've been put on an unintentional withhold. And that's your ARC break mechanism amongst children. I imagine the Steiner schools and some other things would be very happy to know that. You've got this point then where the PC is on an unintentional withhold and then does react as an ARC break. See, the basis of an ARC break is a non-communication. Well, it's more serious than just a non-communication, because you can sit and ignore a tree for hours and have a tree sit and ignore you for hours without getting mad at it. The intention to communicate must be present for a withhold to occur, which is another thing you must recognize about all withholds. An intention to reach before the person has to restrain it. In other words, an intention to communicate must exist before an ARC break result. All right, if that is the case, then a PC who is being audited by somebody who is out of communication with the PC is on a perpetual unintentional withhold, but is nevertheless a withhold and will ARC break. Now, it isn't that an auditor has to turn himself wrong side out just for the PC, but I want to call something to your attention. This is also under the head of security checking and withholding and so forth. And that is, every session you run is for the PC by the auditor. The session run is for that PC and for nobody else in the whole world. It's not for the instructors, not for the persons who are going to read this auditor's reports or the DMP or anybody else. The session is not for anybody else in the whole world than the PC who is sitting in that chair. It is his session. And some of you training auditors over in D.C. and down in South Africa and in Australia can clobber them with just exactly that remark, because you will find every time you're having a lot of trouble, every time you're having lots of trouble with some PC in the shop, the PC doesn't have any idea that the session is for him, and you may have an auditor who isn't running any kind of a session for that PC. The auditor is running it for some other reason. He is running it to run a ritual. He was running it to please the DMP. He is running it because he was told to. He was running it because he was taught at the academy to do this. Oh, you could just list one of the things you could do in training auditors is just ask them to make a long list of all of the things why they were running a session. See, now, why are you doing that session? They're liable to give you some fabulous long list. And it never occurs any place in it that you see that they're running the session for the PC, and because the PC is there to be audited. You see, that is liable not to occur to them. Auditors that are having trouble will always miss that point. They always will. And actually, if an auditor masters just that one point, he can be an awful crock with his technology. And PCs will get well and think he's wonderful and send telegrams to the organization to reserve that auditor. And you say, oh, no. No, we were just about to send him back to the academy. But this person does run a session for the PC. It is the PC's session, nobody else's. It is run by the auditor, a session is, but it's run for the PC, and the ownership of the session is the PC's. It is not the auditor's session, it is the PC's session. If you can just master that point, as oddly peculiar, as simple as the point may seem, you will master most of your difficulties in auditing. And also, by the way, most of your distaste for auditing whenever that occurs. There is nothing more satisfactory than running a session for the PC you were auditing at that moment. And that is, it keeps you from getting very strained up. Any intentions on the PC? PC is usually very happy. PC is putting right along, pocket-a-pocket-a-pocket-a-pocket-a. and you're making hay in all directions and so forth, and you say, boy, that was a good session, you know. You check it over, you missed three of the end rudiments, you see, and you goofed up, you didn't even find an item. You've been three sessions and you haven't found the item yet. You couldn't find any good reason at all if you were to examine it technologically why there's such a satisfactory session. So you see that you could just set all technology and form aside and keep that one point, and you find it was very fascinating how well that one point would operate. Now if you move in on that good technology, you see, and good form, wow. So you just wham, PCs go up the line like startled gazelles, you know, it's right on up the tone scale. But there is the anatomy of a session, if you want to make it smooth technically, is you just keep those withholds off, and then you don't give the PC a restimulation of all the undesirable actions. Now, here's what happens. The PC feels he is withholding something. Doesn't matter whether it's an unintentional or an intentional withhold. That he is withholding something now re-stimulates the fact that he is withholding something, you see? It's not the withhold he's doing. It is the withhold back of the withhold he's doing that gets re-stimulated. And that withhold, of course, is a withhold of undesirable action. So, the fact that he's withholding anything causes a withhold into re-stimulation. That withhold being in re-stimulation may be a failed withhold, which is so borderline that it brings about obsessive action at once. And the PC finds himself in this god-awful position of engaging in actions he knows are reprehensible and is incapable of stopping himself from acting. And he wonders, how in the hell he got in this condition? There he is saying to this perfectly nice auditor, he's saying, well, you rat, you bum, when did you ever learn to audit? You ought to be shot, you ought to be hanged, you ought to be stood up against the wall and electrocuted. He gets confused, you see. And, and he hears himself saying these things, and he is unable to stop saying them. Well, how did he ever get into this position where he's doing these things? Because he feels very bad that he's doing these things while he is doing them. You see? Now, he's in the position, you've hit on something which is very hot on the bank, and he's in the position of having to go down to Times Square and take all his clothes off. See? And he doesn't want to do that. But you have inadvertently re-stimulated the fact that he must withhold going down to Times Square and taking all of his clothes off, so that means he must go down to Times Square and take all of his clothes off. See? He doesn't want to do that. So his power of choice is overwhelmed. And you, by letting him have a withhold in the session, or by missing a withhold on him, I'm talking about a session withhold now, not a life withhold, you see. By letting him have a session withhold, and not keeping those cleaned up, you're liable to kick back into this other channel. And you get into this, and he's got to go down to Times Square and take his clothes off. He can't stop himself from doing it. You see, he's amazed at himself. You know, it's a very funny thing. People who do things like that are the most amazed people around, you know. They're much more amazed than anybody else. You know, they're saying, what am I doing, as they go right on and do it. It's fantastic. So you see, the fact that you put a PC on an unintentional withhold of being unable to communicate to you as the auditor. See, it isn't his session. He's just an outsider. He just dropped in while you were running a session. See, he's just an outsider to the whole thing. He's probably there to make a report to Inland Revenue or something. Or he's holding down the chair so gravity won't make it skid. But he hasn't anything to do with the session. Okay? Nothing to do with him. Whatever the auditor's saying has nothing to do with the PC. Okay? And the PC finds himself quite startled occasionally. He suddenly wakes up and he says something to the auditor. He doesn't recognize this condition exists till he tries to say something to the auditor. And he's saying something to the auditor like, It's warm in here, he tries to say, you know. It's awfully warm in here, you know. And the auditor is nulling a list, you know, and says, a category analyzer, you know. And the PC says, it's awfully warm in here. And the auditor goes on, and he says, a mica shifter. And the PC says, it's warm in here, you know. It's warm in here. And the auditor goes on and says, all right, water buck. And what happens is, the mechanic is, that the PC becomes aware of the fact that he can't communicate to the auditor. And this equates to this fact that he must then be withholding from the auditor. See how silly this is, but it nevertheless equates to that. Because remember, you're dealing with a reactive bank that is totally constructed on the obsessive action and the withhold, see? So the fact that he isn't communicating says he must be withholding, which rekindles a withhold in the reactive bank. And God help the auditor if that withhold in the reactive bank triggers the undesirable action. Because the PC is liable to do anything. Just anything. And there's how you get blows. There's how you get scolds. There's how you get upsets. There's how you get PC saying remarkable things to you. That's how you get the lot. Unintentional withhold. So you see, you avoid the whole mechanism if it never enters the PC's mind that he's withholding anything. See, now, if that's thoroughly enough established, actually he could withhold a little bit, you see, without rekindling anything, because it's his session. Okay? And he is in communication with the auditor. He realizes if he said it, the auditor would hear it. TR4, from a standpoint of holding somebody in session, is, of course, the most important of the TRs. TR0 is the most important from the auditor's viewpoint, and TR4 is most important from the PC's viewpoint. You can't run a session at all without TR0. Well, a PC sees TR4 out like rockets, barrels of tar being burned, and Parliament exploding. TR4, oh, this auditor can't handle TR4. Well, a way to handle TR4 is handle it in advance and just give the PC the session. Well, it's his session. It's his session. This is peculiarly for the PC. All right. Now, in the field of security checking, what you're trying to do, fundamentally, is release or discover both the undesirable actions, considered undesirable by the PC, and the withholds which restrain them. So you get off the withhold by blowing the prior confusion. And when you're doing security checking, you're on the business of the prior confusion, you see, and the motionless point, the problem. But the problem in this case is only half there. It's the withhold, so it blows very easily. So the prior confusion and the withhold, see? And all you got to do is reach underneath the withhold to get the prior confusion to it. What did you do, you say? What did you do? It must be some impulse from the PC, because the PC is the only one there. Some people who listen to what the college did to the PC, or what the PC is told, have not noticed something. The college is not present in the auditing room. It really isn't there, so therefore it can't be audited. It's what the PC is doing, you see, that you're auditing. So the PC, what the PC outflowed that he didn't want to outflow, and what the PC withheld that he didn't want to withhold, these things are your main points of action and interest. And what have you done, you see, releases the not do. But the anatomy of a withhold is the done undesirable action, stop the undesirable action, natter. So a fellow says, well, I mustn't say anything to anybody. I mustn't talk about them. So I'm a bastard, the dog. I mustn't say anything to them. They're a bunch of hound dogs and so forth. And they're really no good. I mustn't say anything about it because I might have some undesirable action. law, because if I said anything, it would be terrible, and it was clear, you know, so I ought to be very careful not to say anything and so forth. And I'm not saying anything. You most people, when they're giving you gossip, are always prefacing it with, I don't mean to be critical, or I don't wish to say anything bad, or I don't want to get John in trouble, or something like this. They're always being preface about the thing. And then, nanny, 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 yank, 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 yank. You get a generation, actually, you get a generation of the outflow, undesirable, which underlies it all, pinned against this other. It just operates something like a motor battery. And floating off the top of it, you get all this N theta. Guy can't reach, and he can't withhold, but he can natter. So you find, what is the critical, a good formula? See, you had a bulletin the other day which has a correction in it. It says, ignore all unkind thoughts. That's not actually accurate. There's one little point about it. You use the unkind thought, the critical statement and so forth, to find the overt. They're a sure indicator. You say to this person, what's your unkind thought? Unkind thought? Any joke? They got it. Here, it'll go right down the line. So you don't pull them. Don't spend 5 hours pulling unkind thoughts, you idiot. That's usually the phrase that goes through an instructor's mind when he sees somebody doing something like that. The person spent 5 hours working and sweating and so forth to get all the unkind thoughts off about their wife, you see. Instructor kind of obsessively thinks you're kind of, you idiot, in line, because that's 4 hours, 59 minutes completely wasted. 1 minute of natter about the wife, see, is all you want. That is a whole fish basket full. You have no more room on the truck. What you do after that 1 minute is conclude that the PC has done something. If the natter is there, then the underlying done must have been present, which is being withheld. Otherwise, you don't get this motor action going. And so you just say, the person says, and actually, it doesn't have to be motivatorish. My wife actually uses false hair all the time. Just uses false hair all the time. And I just go into the house, I'm always falling over this false hair. You know. If you have a drink of beer, false hair. Eat dinner, all through my teeth. You know, it's a hell of a thing. And false hair. He'll kind of state it as a motivator-ish, but it could be overt and it could be motivator-ish. The natter, you see, is not necessarily motivator-ish. It's just either way. It's that it's natter, that it's critical, is all you want. And so forth, and you say false hair. Well, good. Thank you. All right. Now, what have you done to your wife? And the needle falls off the pin. And he tells you something or other, and then he says, well, it's the false hair that really worries me, though. I had a wedding cake. I remember it goes clear far back to the wedding. She baked the wedding cake, you know, and we couldn't eat the stuff. It was all full of false hair. And so... you figure that it must have something then to do with the exact thing he's complaining about. So you say, well, what have you done to your wife's hair? Well, I haven't done anything to your wife's hair. I held her down in the bed one day and cut it all off with the scissors. Well, have you done it since? No. And you'll see him brighten up at once. Blow the withhold off the overt. Actually, you're a master of the anatomy of this kind of thing. You can do some of the trickiest things with a PC you've ever heard of. You leave the PC just gasping. You know? How did you know? Oh, Lillard told me. It's just a matter of if there's a natter, then there must have been an overt. And if there's an overt, there must have been a withhold. See, so you could always follow. You've got a big, juicy done off the line, see? And just ask the PC, well, have you ever done that since? Pulling the action is liable to give you the rest of the overt. There might be more overt there after you release that much withhold off the thing. In other words, it's an action followed by a withhold. Well, of course, mostly you're counting on the fact that they both blow by his telling you. And this is usually true, and this is safe enough, and you don't have to know all the facts of life, you see. And... But the other point is that if you ask, have you done it since? Or did you ever do that again? He'll think you're looking for another overt, see? And he'll look it over very carefully. And you blow the whistle. And you'll suddenly see the PC look very relieved. See, he's been holding back with 10-ton truck motors. He is going perpetually, keeping him from holding his wife down in the bed and cutting all her hair off again. So. He hasn't noticed that there's no reason to have the truck motor. So he tells you he did it. Now, this should explain to you the mystery of why you sometimes see a withhold blow and sometimes not see one blow, and sometimes see a PC very relieved and sometimes not see the PC relieved. All right, the anatomy is this. You find a withhold in the PC. See? The PC is withholding, and you find out that the PC is withholding. See? You find out he hasn't told anybody about something or other. See? He hasn't told anybody about that sex in college or something. See? He hasn't told anybody. You've just triggered the withhold, sir. And the PC at that moment could feel uneasy. He sometimes will feel relieved at having told you. But he also could feel very uneasy at that moment because you've sort of taken some of the straps off. And he's liable to do it again. And he knows it's an undesirable action. So he's not happy about having given up that withhold. You see that? He's not happy about giving it up at all because you've taken away some of the means by which he's keeping himself compressed as a jack-in-the-box. And somebody pressed the catch on the lid at any moment. And he's liable to do that again. Okay? You see what he's worried about. So you triggered some of the ways he was restraining himself without finding out what it was. And you'll see an unhappy PC. He doesn't get the session very well and finish up too good. Well, he was security checked for 2 hours. You read the auditor's report. Did you make any goals for the session? No. Or partly. These are all very sad remarks. Well, you can just count on some of this mechanism going on this way. He triggered the withhold, got the withhold slightly off. He didn't dare let it come all the way off, because if he let it come all the way off, then he might do it again. There he is down there at Times Square, taking off his clothes, see? he's almost conquered that, you see. He's withheld it, and he can withhold it if he keeps his head in this exact position and goes to his psychoanalyst regularly. Only he doesn't really know about it, you know, but he knows he might do something, and you take the withhold off, and you got the restraint. So if you made it a rule, an operating rule, that every time you got a withhold off, well, I never told anybody, or they don't know this about me, or something of the sort, that you try to find the overt under it, and then you'll blow the rest of it. And that every time, including that time, that you have blown a heavy overt that the person has done, you ask him if he's done it again, or did he ever do it another time, he'll tell you another time and another time, and then so on. And if you ask him also when he'd not done it, the rest of the thing would go... And all of a sudden, the PC would look very relieved. So if you pull just purely a withhold without the fellow telling you what the overt was, you've actually goofed a little bit by not asking him, well, what did he do? See, what have you done? Well, I've just never told anybody about my conduct in college. All right, fine, good. We'll go to the next question. Now you see why the guy's upset with you. You've released some of the straps by which he holds himself down without permitting him to let go. So he thinks maybe you've damaged him somehow. No, you've got that far. You must go on from there. And you must say, well, what did you do in college? Say, what did you do? Oh, well, I... I'd forgotten all about... Well, actually, it wasn't very much. There was just some of us boys and... It wasn't very much. It just kind of joke. We laughed it all off. You laughed it all off. What is the needle doing falling off of the pin here? What's that? What's the part you didn't laugh off? Only you wouldn't talk that way to me, see? And he all of a sudden comes clean and your needle clears up. And then, having told you all that dirt, and he's got all the overts off, remember there may be some residual withholds. And the residual withholds, of course, come off best if you ask for them. You say, well, did you ever do it again? Miami Beach Hotel, I mean, Yeah, well, no, we didn't. Yeah, I didn't do it at the Miami Beach Hotel. And didn't do it in Los Angeles. And didn't do it up in Canada. And what do you know? Didn't do it during the whole war. Life is wonderful. Isn't that great? Except after the war. Well, what about that one? All right. Well, did you ever do that one again? All of a sudden, the guy feels like fresh air has been ventilated through the reactive carcass. But if you know this as the anatomy of a withhold, and you know that the person, after you've gotten the overt off, may still be withholding obsessively, and it may not all be gone, and you know that if you get some of the withhold off, the person may be without getting the overt, why, you know the person can get nervous. If you know that where there is a critical thought, there is a withhold and an overt underlying it. And if you know all of these things and keep the PC from going on little session withholds, keep those little session withholds and invalidations cleaned up as you go, and don't run the PC for the wall. Run a session for the PC. You see, there's various things that you could get confused on. It's the PC's session, and it's his session exclusively. And run it for that PC. And the auditor runs it, but it's for the PC. Don't let your control go down particularly, but also don't let the PC get the idea it's for somebody else. And if you follow through on the two-way comm, your TR4 good, you never have any trouble. And boy, you can just blow somebody up through the roof. I mean, they can just go up, 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 up. Terrific. Bangity, 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 bang. But the point which is general, points which are generally missed is sessions are not run for the PC. That's missed. Okay, sessions are run for the piece of paper or the e-meter or something. I'm not being sarcastic. I mean, people treat a PC sometimes like a piece of driftwood. The PC doesn't exist in the session. If the PC thinks something, why, you don't have anything to do with it. He doesn't know what's going on. It's true he doesn't know what's going on in his bank. True you know better than he does. But at the same time, you're there to straighten this out. And if you don't pay attention to what the PC is saying, you, of course, go out of communication with the PC. The PC goes on an unintentional withhold and so forth, and there you've had it. Also, you can let the PC talk too much and not shut the PC off. But the way to shut a PC off, of course, the best way to shut the PC off is to shift his attention onto what you're doing. Now, well, let's stop talking about that now and start doing something else that might appear a little bit crude. But just refer the PC's attention over onto some other part of the session and carry on with it. You can do those things very smoothly. If you can learn to do those things, my how you will carry somebody up through the tone scale. I mean, zoom. This is on security checking 2010. And every time you have 20 minutes worth of this stuff, why, run 10 minutes of havingness and residual impulses to withhold blow in the havingness, of course, and other things happen. And up they go. But there is something else that you should know about security checking and running security check sessions, something that you should know very well. And that's another one of these, run it for the PC, in the mechanics of the withholds. And that's this. That's this. You try to know rudiments. You takes them as you finds them, and you tries to null them without shoving the PC around in any other zone or area that he is in. You don't go looking for withholds and present time problems and ARC breaks and down havingness while you're running rudiments, end rudiments or beginning rudiments. In other words, you try to null an evil. Just overtly and directly try to null a needle. You takes the PC as you finds him, and you tries to null the needle. That's what you does. And that's all you does. That's rudiments. But you're the world's worst. Maybe not the world's worst, but close. Candidate, let me put it that way. You're candidate for the world's worst. If you carry this action of the rudiments over into the session body, now if you carry the spirit of taking the PC as you find it and try to null the needle on things you ask the PC, and only try to null the needle on things you ask the PC, the way you handle rudiments, you are not going to get any gain on that PC or nickel. There's nothing going to happen. He finds you, he finds something. And if you null the needle real good, well, you'll end up the session, the PC feels a little bit better. He makes his goals partly or null. That's all about it. No, there's a vast difference between running rudiments. A vast, vast, vast difference between running rudiments in the body of a session. You're trying to null the needle on rudiments, but in the body of the session, you're trying to find data and clean it up. And it's an entirely different activity. In other words, you find the data, and then you null the needle on the data. And you find the data, and you know the needle on the data. And you, one of the reasons some of you very well might have roots out so often is because you put them out. Rudiments are simply there to be nulled. The PC is accidentally sitting in something, you null it. If he's accidentally sitting in something, you null it. Good. That's it. Bang. You might be looking around and have these two things reversed. You might be trying to run the rudiments so as to find things and then null them, at which time you would do nothing but run rudiments. And in the body of the session, just trying to be nulling the needle. Things would be completely reversed, and you'd get no reaction at all from the PC. You'd get no real gain on part of the PC from any other thing. Now, the body of a session is devoted to finding data and nulling the needle on it. And it's another action. It's the additional action. And that action must be done. And if it is not done by the auditor, what has he got? He has got a PC who is sitting there in the chair. He is calm, cool, and collected. He is getting a session. He is happy. He is in a room. He is miles away from any trouble. Isn't it sweet? He doesn't have a present time problem. He doesn't have an ARC break. He doesn't have anything. And so he has nothing in re-stimulation of any kind whatsoever. And now you're simply going to read him some questions, one after the other, and null the needle on them. You have an unrestimulated PC. Now listen, you have to re-stimulate the PC in order to clean it up, because it won't come to the surface of the bank unless you pull it up to the surface of the bank. I assure you. See, your rudiments smoothed him all out, didn't they? Now, supposing you ran the body of the session just to null the needle. Well, of course, you're not going to get anything done at all. How do you get the PC re-stimulated so as to run something off? Well, I've given you other systems of doing that, and that's not part of the lecture. That is very pertinent to the lecture, however, that you null the needle in the rudiments. And in the body of a session, looking for withholds or auditing the PC on anything else, you've got to find what you were looking for, and you've got to persuade the PC to look for it. You've got to get the PC in there digging, and you've got to dig. And the body of the session is done with a pick and a shovel and dynamite and all kinds of tools, oil well, drilling rigs, anything you can think of. And you keep stirring this stuff up and clearing it off the top of the mound. And you're busy, man, busy. Get busy in the session. Don't just sit there and say, boom. Well, I ran a good session today. PC didn't have an ARC break the whole session. Nothing happened either. No, you got to dig it up to clear it away. Otherwise, it's just there. See? And you look at sessions from that point of view, but you got to dig them up before you find anything. And then you've got to clear it up. Having dug it up, you all of a sudden will see what a session is all about and why you've got to have rudiments nicely, because you don't want the PC digging things up accidentally. You only want the PC to dig up what you want the PC to dig up. And if the rudiments are out, of course, he's digging things up accidentally all the time, and he's sitting over there, a busy little beaver. Dig, 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 chop down trees, dig, 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 make a dam, dollar at the dam, boom, 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 there he is, dig, 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 so on. You're sitting over there mining coal, and he said, hadn't anything to do with him, he's drilling for oil. That's the secret of it all. Of course, if you know the anatomy of the reactive bank, that it consists of overts and withholds, if you're trying to restore his knowingness first, and then his self-determinism over these actions and so forth, if you know those things, you could almost audit by definition. Just audit by definition. Say, well, a PC isn't there. Why did he blow? Just ask the PC, well, has he blown from any place lately? Guy say, yes, I left a cafe before I finished dinner last night. You say, good. Now, what are you withholding about that? Oh, well, I didn't realize I was withholding anything about it, but as a matter of fact, I am. All right, good. Thank you. What is it? Well, it's so-and-so. All right, what overt did you pull just before that? Oh, well, we don't want to go into that, do we? Yes, we do. We're going into it right now. All right, good enough. There it is. Well, are you going to do that again and so forth? Well, I decided I wouldn't. You say, well, that's good. Now, where else have you blown from in the last 200 trillion years, son? And you will see the depth and distance to which a security check can reach. You see? All right.